daily travel. Your daily station. 1053 and 1089 medium wave.
Tribute band to the mighty Stranglers, and we are celebrating the Stranglers today. They finished their UK tour tomorrow, the Stranglers, and they've been on the go for 21 years, which is a bit scary really. Free call 0500 1053 89 and share your memories of the Stranglers with us. Dave and Ash from No More Heroes are with us. I have to ask you something, actually. You know that Golden Brown, because I can never... What are they saying? Golden Brown, Diddly Dee. What's that line? The next line after...
Extra Night Sun.
What's after that?
Lays me down. With my mind, she runs.
With my mind, she runs. I had no idea what that was. That's annoyed me for years and years and years and years.
15 years later.
Thank you for that.
Now you know.
That's not 15 years old.
16.
I had no idea. I thought they were singing about Marmite or something. I had no idea what was going on.
I'll be with them, but I shan't. going to that.
Yes, indeed. I'm so glad that you sourced it out. Alex is in Plymouth. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello there. You're a fan of the Stranglers, I presume?
Well, not entirely a fan. It's back in 1992.
Yes.
Not many years ago. I worked with them.
Oh, did you?
On their album, on About Time.
Oh, right.
About Time album, on a few tracks.
And were they charming to work for?
They were very charming to work for, actually. they were good fun, and we were kind of, well, I was treated almost like royalty, I thought, actually. We went to the studios and had a kind of nice lunch and things, you know, all laid on, full meals and stuff. You know, it was really, really nice. They're a good bunch to work with.
Mm.
They're very pleasant.
Yes, very professional. Very professional. Alex, thank you very much indeed for that, because they were, I mean, well, I suppose it was J.J. Burnell had this kind of slightly strange reputation with journalists, wasn't he? He used to kidnap them. Is it true that he kidnapped a journalist and tied her to the Eiffel Tower?
I've not heard that one. I've read the one about the one in the desert where they left him, was it two or three, left him stranded?
Is this just for devilment?
I would imagine so.
For devilment. Okay.
I think they're a bit mistreated, really, in the music press. I think it's a bit of revenge more than all power to them.
Oh, the music press. I won't go into that because it's too boring. Charlie's in London. Hello, Charlie.
Hello there.
Hello.
We're following the Stranglers around.
Are you following them around on their tour?
Yeah.
So you're going to be there tomorrow night for the last...
Say hello to Ash.
Right.
Hi, Charlie.
All right, mate.
Yeah, not too bad.
You know each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. I'm sorting a gig out for them tomorrow afternoon in London.
I see. So you're another huge fan of the Stranglers. What is it about the Stranglers then, Charlie?
I don't know. I think it's just, as I was talking to JJ yesterday afternoon, and as he says, it's like they choose their family rather than having a family that you don't want. They choose who they want to be their family, and it's sort of, it really is like being in a big family.
Right.
And everyone sort of knows everyone. I've got two mad Welshmen with me, by the way. Who's following the Stranglers on every single one.
And, so you name drop, or you were talking to JJ yesterday or whatever it was. So you know them. I mean, you've got to know them.
I meet them after every gig.
Right.
I'm on first name terms with them anyway.
All right. And what do you think? What do you think about No More Heroes?
Oh, they're brilliant.
Yeah.
Blaine and band. I've seen them three or four times, and as I say, I'm putting them on tomorrow afternoon.
We'll stick you the fiver later, Charlie.
Hey?
We'll stick you the fiver later.
Charlie, thank you very much indeed. What sort of reaction do you get from audiences then?
It's pretty good. They tend to be quite pleased, and we're concentrating on the older stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Stranglers are into the fourth studio album now since Hugh Cornwell left. And obviously they're trying to concentrate on that sort of time, which is fair enough, and it's good stuff. But they seem quite pleased that we're doing the older stuff.
Sure. Well, they were the original Men in Black, weren't they? I remember I had a badge that said Men in Black on it.
Yeah.
It was my most coveted possession. I used to wear it with great pride. And I don't know what it is. I mean, their stuff is so different. There's such a wide range,
that's
isn't
it.
There?
I mean, if you go through all the albums, I think it's about 14 albums now they've made. If you go through that, each album, they've tried every kind of music, really.
Mm.
Like I say, it's something different about them.
I think they've been a re-release of some of that early stuff. Not a cover version, because I don't don't think that's right. I don't think anybody could do that, really. Well, you guys can mind you.
No, I mean,
you do that, but I'm just wondering about the sort of, the original stuff.
Well, I think Golden Brown's been covered a couple of times, a couple of soul artists and rap artists.
But the thing about like you, you're doing it as a tribute, so you're doing it the way they do it. That's when right, I was meaning a cover version, it's like when they kind of put rap in it or something, or something weird like that. I had a very weird experience with the Stranglers. It was when I was doing TVAM's was a long time ago, and they were on the sofa, and they were on with Dora Bryan, if you can imagine it, and they actually, and Dora did the splits as she does.
Yes.
Because that's what Dora does. Yeah, and she's great. And they got on brilliantly, and they ended up kind of doing this sort of weird duet almost, because Dora had a single out called All I Want for Christmas is a Beetle. You won't remember it, it's a long time ago, but she did have this single. And they all started kind of like singing it and getting on really well, and I just thought, this is the most surreal thing. We've got the Stranglers here and Dora Bryan. Maybe, hey.
Sounds beautiful.
Maybe that might happen one day. We might see the two of them do some stuff together. You never can tell. Well, listen, we know where we can see the Stranglers tomorrow because they're finishing the UK tour. What about you lot? When are you next going to be performing?
King's Head, tomorrow afternoon at 1:30.
The King's Head where?
That's at Fulham.
There are many King's Heads, aren't there? There's lots and lots and lots.
I think it's on the Fulham Road.
Right.
Putney Bridge, apparently.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Well, listen, as always, when we have tribute bands here, they have to play live. Live and Unplugged and Scary, Scary, Scary. What are you going to do for us?
I'm
going
to do a song, little unknown song called No More Heroes.
Is that your favourite? One of your favourites?
Something Better Change is probably my favourite.
They're
all on equal par, really. Yeah. This is pretty well known, I suppose.
Right, well, No More Heroes, Dave and Ash, take it away.
Whatever happened to Leon Trotsky? He got a nice pick that made his ears burn.
Thank you very much indeed, Dave Berridge from No More Heroes, and thank you, Ash. And folk can see you at the King's Head in Fulham Road, and of course they can see the Stranglers tomorrow. They'll just keep going on and on, won't they?
They will.
Just keep doing what they do. Yeah. Well, good for you. You're obviously enjoying it. That is the main thing.
That's it, exactly.
Thank you very much indeed.
Well, very much.
We'll have to clean up in here. It's a bit of a mess because we've got royalty coming in. We have got royalty coming in. Princess Catherine. Her Royal Highness Princess Catherine of Yugoslavia is going to be popping in very shortly, and she'll be telling us about her campaign to try and get more aid for the children of Bosnia. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Well, sir, the length of the 2-year contract is 2 years.